with your WBZ New England Weekend. I'm Jordan Rich, and our resident naturalist is back. She's Joy Marzoff of thejoysofnature.com. And with the wintry weather sort of up and down, we wanted to know what the impact was on local wildlife. Joy.
For many animals, getting out during snowstorms is a waste of energy. But with the warmer winter nights that we've been having, many mammals are out looking for food. With little or no snow this winter for tracks, we have not been able to see who's been walking through our yards and neighborhoods. We're also coming up on skunk mating season. One year I put out a trail cam to find out why my porch smelled a little like skunk. I found that there had been 5 individual skunks coming through my yard looking for love that February. But I didn't mind having them around. After all, they love to eat ground wasp nests, too. A great help to humans. Just give them a little extra social distancing. But there might also be an opossum checking out your yard for food, like bird seed or something in your compost pile. But opossums are also great tick eaters and will even eat small mammals like mice. So I always welcome having them around. Don't forget our owls. They're also eating rodents this time of year. How can we help these predators? If rodents are a problem in your neighborhood, make sure to avoid rat poison. Often people forget that when we poison the rat or mouse, anything that eats that carcass, owl, or even your neighborhood cat, is also poisoned. All of these animal helpers are a great reason to have more wildlife habitat in our neighborhoods.
Thank you to our regular contributor, Joy Marzoff. Find out about her exciting programs. Go to thejoysofnature.com. That's thejoysofnature.com. Jordan Rich with another WBZ New England Weekend.